704, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Drought conditions are getting worse in Colorado. More than 65% of the state is now in a moderate drought. That's grown by 25% over the last 3 months. Spots of extreme drought have formed in Washington and Yuma counties in the northeast and in Baca County in the southeast. The western slope still has the worst of the drought, but conditions there have improved over the last few months. Arapaho Basin will open for ski season this Sunday. That's one day after Wolf Creek near Pagosa Springs will be the first to open for the season. Colorado's tourism office wants to fill ski towns with international visitors now that COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted. Director Tim Wolf, says last year the office focused on in-state visitors. Now they're trying to attract travelers from Mexico, Europe, and Canada.
We're marketing domestically and we're marketing internationally, so the whole dynamic is going to change on how that's going to work in the mountain areas.
Vaccinated foreign travelers will be able to enter the U.S. starting next month. A Denver restaurant is in the national spotlight. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
The latest New York Times list of the 50 best restaurants in the U.S. included Denver's own Kamal Heritage Food Incubator in Globeville. The business at Rhino's Taxi Campus serves food, but it's also an entrepreneurial incubator. Women from Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa can learn the ins and outs of business while also earning money. The Times article immediately brought a spike in customers after the list was published earlier this week. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
Colorado turns sunny again for the weekend. A little more snow early today in the mountains around Vail. Then it is bright and cool in the high country over the next few days. Around Denver, it's highs in the 50s today, 54 in Denver, Boulder 53. Sunny today and into next week, and it's getting warmer. Metro highs will be above 60 tomorrow and in the 70s by Sunday. Grand Junction in western Colorado close to 50 today. Gunnison in the 40s, staying sunny in that part of the state all the way through the weekend. And in Vail, some snow clearing up. Mountain highs today in the 30s. This is CPR News.